This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Beckfast podcast. Listen live every Saturday morning from 7 till 9 on Australia's only gay and lesbian community radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Beckfast here at Joy 94.9, and for the remainder of this hour, I'm going to be chatting with Crunch Lady Doris.
Yeah.
And I asked you, did you listen to the podcast? You can listen to podcasts here at joy.org.au. Go and have a listen to the podcast from our other roller derby chats. And you said, no.
No, I don't like to listen to myself and I don't like to watch myself.
So there is some footage on the Victorian Roller Derby website that someone put together.
Yeah, we've got
which is pretty cool.
We often get fan videos made,
yeah,
which is just wonderful and fully encourage that.
Yeah.
And we've got some people in the league themselves, in the league itself, who work on making little promotional videos or sort of like bout highlight videos.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of them, or a few of them actually, on our YouTube page, also via Facebook, you know, all those social media stuff.
That's the way to do it nowadays.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So I thought we might have a chat first. If you've never listened to Beckfast before, or you just haven't listened in when we've had the Roller Derby Girls in, and just tell us exactly what this roller derby thing is.
The world's greatest sport.
I would agree.
I like to explain it by saying it's essentially a full contact sport played on roller skates. You have two teams on an oval track. The idea is that your point scorer, the jammer, gets a point for every time she laps a member of the opposite team. And of course, you want to stop her from getting past you, so you hit her. Lots.
Now, of course, there's rules about how you can hit, like you can use these parts of your body.
So many rules about how you can hit people.
You're nicely protected. You've got your shoulder pads, your knee pads and your elbow pads. You've got a lovely helmet on. And we can identify that jammer because she wears a star.
Star on her helmet, that's
right. And
I
think that's appropriate because she's getting the points. She's a bit of a star at that time, although those blockers are a star in their own right half the time as well. And, so she goes around and mostly you're going to get 4 points per round unless you've got a couple of people in the sin bin.
Yeah, it's it's called a power it can be called a power jam when the opposing team's jammer is in the penalty bin. So you've only got one jammer out. And if that's the case, you want your jammer to go around as many times as possible. And you can get, like you said, normally each point scoring period is only 2 to 4 points.
Yep.
In a power jam situation, that can 16, 20, huge numbers of points. It's always a wonderful moment when you get a power jam.
It really is. Now, Crunch, you are Dolls a Go-Go.
I'm a doll, yep.
And your last bout was the September one, and that was one of the nail biters. Of all the games I've been, that was the closest game.
That was a seriously intense.
It was against the Toxic Avengers.
It was against the Toxic Avengers.
And they were leading right at the end.
They were leading for pretty much most of the bout. And they were leading right until we went into the last, I think it was a minute and a half, which gave us time for one more jam, one more point scoring period. And we put out our best jammer, Kitty Decapitate.
Yes.
Versus the Avengers' best jammer, Kitty Von Crusher. So a Kitty versus Kitty jam is always...
It was
intense.
Pretty exciting. Yep.
And somehow we managed to send Kitty Decapitate round enough times to get us the win.
Yeah.
By a couple... Oh, I don't even remember the score. All I remember is just counting Kitty going round, going, come on, Kitty, go.
Yeah. It was really intense and really a fabulous ending. Very exciting.
One of the best wins. When you pull it out at the last minute like that, that's always... It just feels so good.
So the Victorian Roller Derby team is made up of 3 teams.
We've got 3 teams at the moment, yes. Dead Ringer Rosies, the Dolls a Go-Go, and the Toxic Avengers.
And there's also other Victorian leagues that have started up as well, aren't there? Like Geelong and Ballarat.
Yeah,
and
there's the South Sea Roller Derby for the Peninsula region of Melbourne. Yep. There's a new league starting around Moe. I think they're the Latrobe City Rollers. Another league in Daylesford and Bendigo. Finally, there's one starting up in Albury-Wodonga as well.
Gosh. So we're really getting a lot of variety because a few months ago we got the double dissolution where we got to see the best of the Victorian Roller Derby League. We had, what was it, the back bench and the front bench or something. It was very political. It was around the time of the election.
I love good political puns.
And that was against Ballarat and Canberra.
Yeah, we sent our B team out against Ballarat and our A team out against Canberra. Wonderful, like, that our sport's getting to the stage where we can send out travel teams to play against, you know, leagues in other cities and other states and stuff and, you know, help to spread the derby love that way.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I have to say I'm a huge fan, and anyone that's listened to Beckfast for more than 5 minutes would know that. You can check out our previous chats with other Victorian Roller Derby League ladies at the podcast joy.org.au. Now we're going to hear something from Brooke Fraser. Her new album Flags is available now, and she did a duet a couple of duets actually on this album. I'm going to play Who Are We Fooling, and Crunch will keep chatting with you. We might chat about the bout that goes on sale today.
Oh yeah,
because you know it sells out in an hour. So here's Brooke Fraser at Joy 94.9.
You're listening to a Beckfast podcast. For more info on Beckfast and Joy 94.9, head to joy.org.au.
Glamorpus, Katie Tunstall here at Joy 94.9. You're listening to Beckfast, and that was going out to Leni. We just chatted to her about the CBAA conference that's on in Hobart at the moment. Time to continue chatting with Crunch Lady Doris about all things roller derby. And we were chatting earlier about what is roller derby. And if you missed it, tune into the podcast, joy.org.au, and find out. Now, at 9 a.m, tickets go on sale for the next bout.
Yeah, the next bout's 2 weeks from now on November the 6th. It's our Movember Madness bout, so if you've got facial hair.
Yeah. It's been great for our drag kings because the poster is actually a picture of a lovely roller derby jammer here because she's got the star.
She's got
That's
the star,
how I
yes.
know. She's got a little Mo.
The little Mo's are fantastic. Many of us were wearing them last year, and I actually quite enjoyed my mustache. It was my Facebook profile picture for quite a while. So I think I'll be mowing up again.
Yes, well it is the Dead Ringer Rosies versus the Dolls of Go-Go, and that's your team, the mm-hmm. Dolls. So look, let's let people know what's going on here. A couple of bouts ago, so the first bout of the season
was Dolls of Go-Go versus the Toxic Avengers, which the Dolls won in a
very good,
very
close
nail biter.
Kitty versus Kitty, and
right,
if you
end.
Don't know what I mean, then you need to learn. And then the next bout we had in October was
the Dead Ringer Rosies versus Toxic Avengers. Toxics took that one out.
So we've got one win for the Toxics, one win for the Dolls.
Yes.
Now the Rosies haven't won.
Rosies haven't won yet.
But if they win this bout against you, which of course you will be, you know,
I will be doing my best to prevent.
You'll be knocking people over.
I will be cannonballing into them.
Now, if they happen to win, then what happens? Because the grand final's at the end of the month.
Grand final's on November 27th. And what we'll do is if every team comes out with equal wins, then it will go down to a points differential.
Ooh.
So, you know, which teams...
Yes.
I actually don't work with that part of the working stuff out. I just wait till somebody tells me who's in the grand final.
Yes.
But it will be our top two teams versus each other.
Yeah.
And then there'll be a... It'll be a doubleheader bout again.
Okay.
I believe this is how it's going to go. And the first bout will be our third place team versus... one of the other teams from Victoria, either Ballarat, I think maybe, or possibly Geelong.
Excellent. So that will be a nice introduction. If you're going to come along to the grand final, you'll get a taste of another league in Victoria.
Yeah, and you'll get to see all our VIDL girls.
Wonderful.
Fantastic.
So if the Rosies don't win, then it's easy. It's going to be the Dolls against the Toxics.
Yes,
but if the Rosies do win... then we've got to start adding up points, and like, we're not going to do that here. So we'll have to wait and see and get told.
Yeah, on the somebody will tell us.
The tickets go on sale this morning at 9 a.m. You need
that's
to get
our
online.
Our Movember bout, yes?
Yes. And you'll need to get online quickly and do it, because generally they're out in an hour. There's 1,300 tickets. It's not that many, and they sell quick. So I would encourage you to get online.
Yeah.
Otherwise you miss out.
As soon as possible.
You miss out. That's all. That's all that's going to happen. Here at Joy 94.9, I'm going to play you a track here called Vampire. It's by Ansi Pants. It comes off the Juno soundtrack. I just felt very Ellen Page, seeing as she was in Whippet. Different track, yes, but still, it's the vibe. It's a very short song, so we will be chatting with Crunch about training venues and the grand final shortly here at Joy 94.9.
I am a vampire, 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 and I have lost my mouth again.
Told you it was short. Here at Joy 94.9, you're listening to Beckfast. I am joined by Crunch Lady Doris, one of the Dolls of Go-Go from the Victorian Roller Derby League, and we're talking all things derby this morning. We were talking about the bout that's going on sale this morning at 9 a.m. That's on the 6th of November, but you're actually on your way for some training.
I am in full uniform, which yes. involves a short pair of shorts as well, which makes travelling on the train and tram kind of interesting.
You'll get some attention. So you've got a new training venue I saw on the Facebook page.
Oh, we do. It's a factory out in Preston.
Yeah.
Imaginatively called The Factory.
Excellent.
And yeah, we've rented it for a couple of years. It gives us a track which just fits in within the walls. We've sent a couple of girls into the wall already. but we'll have padding up on there shortly yep. as well, which will increase the safety somewhat.
Yes.
And it's just fantastic. It's allowed us to move to about 2 training sessions per skill level per week. It's given us a place where we can finally start to centralise all yep. of the all of the organisation which goes into running the league, and we are really, really happy about it. We've had support from all over the place. It's just fantastic.
So I saw on the Facebook page, and you can check out the pictures there if you are a member of Facebook, and gosh, if you're not, who, I don't know, there's millions and millions of people that are, but you can just have a search for Victorian Roller Derby League, and the fan page will show you all of the photos. You've had some support from the local council in that area as well.
Mm-hmm. The local members, the member for Northcote, Fiona Richardson, she was quite instrumental in helping us
secure
get this
it,
underway, yep.
Which is pretty cool.
Which is really cool.
But you'll always be looking for sponsors. I know that Impress has come on board as a good sponsor, and they're
Impress
on
Impress have come on board, and we're really happy with the support that they're giving us. Yeah, but yeah, we're always after more. Our grand final is going to be a somewhat expensive thing to run. So always happy to accept more sponsors.
And like, you know, Joy 94.9 is a kind of not-for-profit, you know, community mm-hmm. broadcaster. So we feel your pain there.
Yeah. Yep.
And you guys are skater-owned and operated.
We are 100% skater-owned and operated, and we are a not-for-profit organisation as well, so that any money we do get goes back into the league, to developing the league, to do things like getting our training space and
yeah.
putting up safety padding and getting the floor all nice and smoothed and painted. And
so yeah. we've got 1,300 tickets going on sale at 9 a.m, and they're only $10 each, so you can see that not only are they skater owned and operated, not are they not for profit, but they're seriously not for profit, because the reality is you could charge $25-$30 a ticket, but that seems to go against your idea of why you're around and stuff like that. So
we want to be accessible to yeah. everybody who's interested in roller derby, and keeping our ticket prices at the $10 level
yeah.
is a really good way to encourage as many different people as possible to, you know, come and have fun on a Saturday evening.
I absolutely agree. And I think that's testament to you. Yeah, that's a testament to you guys about keeping those prices low, because you really could increase that and perhaps reduce some of your financial woes in that area. But look, if you are looking at sponsorship, please have a look at Facebook, or even just Google Victorian Roller Derby League, and you'll get some contact details for them. Now, before we go, Crunch, tell us, you've got this massive venue. Normally we're at Puck Handlers in Reservoir for the games. Where are we for the grand final?
For the grand final, we're going to be at the Melbourne Showgrounds.
This is crazy.
This is huge. We are so excited about this.
So am I.
We've got a committee of girls working almost, I swear, 24/7 to get this organised and underway. We're looking at somewhere between 2,000 to 3,000 tickets, I think, for it.
Wow.
And yeah, like I said, it's going to be a doubleheader. We really hope it's an overwhelming success, yes. Because if it is, then we'll be back there again.
Really? So are we looking at that as a venue change or more for the bigger bouts?
If we can make it work for the grand final, we'll be doing it more regularly in 2011.
Joy 94.9 on your way to
training.
And good luck today, and we will see you on November 6th for Movember Madness. Get your moustaches out. Get online this morning and buy your tickets, because I can guarantee you they will be sold out. We've been chatting with Crunch. Thank you very much, the Victorian Roller Derby League. And in a few minutes' time, we will have all the latest news, sport and weather with Penn. Here's a 5678s to take us out. And woohoo, here at Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Beckfast podcast. Tune in live every Saturday morning from 7 till 9 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.